Good afternoon. It is Friday, January 22nd. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Can you talk a bit about the seminars we're hosting in Dayton and West Des Moines?
Basically, we've got a two-day seminar. We've got a very comprehensive set of outlooks for corn, beans, wheat, cattle, and hogs. I've got a technical analysis training session. We've got Ken Harrison coming in to talk about ag risk in general, talking about the regulatory and political and the whole gamut of things you need to have in the back of your head relative to your farm operation. We've got Joe Vaklevic, another commodity analyst, coming in and going to be talking about trading proverbs. I thought that'll be a really entertaining session. And, of course, we'll be giving our price and probability forecast for the coming marketing year and our first look at our price ranges for 2016-2017 production.
Can you discuss a few crop insurance directions for the upcoming growing year?
Well, I think people are looking at the relative advantage, you know, what's the likely guaranteed price versus what their break-evens are. But let's just put it this way. Number one, if you look at these corn futures, they've been rallying for the last 2 weeks. So be careful about what your assumptions are for the DEIS average price. Number two, I think there are some possible angles there. I know one customer we've been working with is going back to straight yield insurance. And then instead of paying for the price protection component, he's doing an option spread instead. He can do it for about the same amount of money, but it gives him more control over how he adjusts that position over time.
What about revenue insurance?
A revenue product is a combination of price and yield. And what many producers have found is that they had the price drop, but it was because of a good yield and they didn't get that much of a payout on their insurance. The primary pricing period for revenue insurance is averages for the month of February. You can buy a harvest price option for the fall, but you know, February is coming right up here. The insurance companies will tell you that overall they've lost money the last couple of years. They've paid out more than they took in premiums, but individual results will vary, as they say.
Where do you think the corn market can go from here?
Short term, you've got a fair amount of resistance right where we're at, 371 on the March. If you get through there, you can start talking 390s to $4. The seasonal tendency would be to go up into February. What we need is a good trigger event to chase some of these fund shorts out. The reality is farmers have to sell into the rally or the funds can't buy. That's just the way the mechanics of the market work. But we did see a little bit of farmer selling on the rally early in the week, and that's helping us go up today. Long term, the 16-17 is a real mixed bag. Obviously, acreage is a moving target right now. I've seen numbers anywhere from 87 million to 92 million for corn already. We don't think it'll be at either one of those extremes, but it's early. The yield, our work shows that the yield in an El Nino trailing year, the second year, is typically 3-4% lower than in the onset year. If that's true this year, we'd be looking at a 162 or 163 national average yield, and we could get kind of bull friendly.
Has there been a little investment money sneaking into the commodity markets this week, especially with the sharp declines we've seen in the stock market?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of leakage into the futures out of the equities, and you'd expect that with the big sell-off we had in Wall Street. That'll show up in the commitment of traders report tonight that comes out from CFTC. Of course, the stock market's done a little better since that report data was collected on Tuesday. We don't know if the money's staying there, but yeah, I think you could see a little bit of investment money sneaking in here, looking for a cheap place to buy something, and certainly the ag commodities look that way after the last year.
Thanks for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening. Have a great day.